We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, everybody. It's a Tuesday. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dan Cook, News Talk 830 WCCO. The man of the moment, Jason DeRush, is 10, 12 minutes away. But I'm going to ask you in the audience and all of us here on the show if we even should have him on at 12:22. Adam, should we lose his number? Is he dead to us? Listen, at this point, officially, we don't know his job, right? He's lead. Listen, the key to having him on was, yes, we like him. Yes, he's good radio. He's got that big-time Twitter following, and he's a big-time anchor. Now, we think he'll still have the Twitter following, but he's no longer a big-time anchor, special correspondent. I don't know what that means. Carter, initial instinct. Do we have to wait? See what the next job is? We stay loyal? We dump him? What do you think we should do?
Well, I mean, traditionally, the big attraction is the big TV job. But I think if we're transitioning, if we as a station needs to move forward, we've got to recognize that large, his influence or presence. I think his title as influencer probably supersedes the big-time TV anchor now. I mean, if I were a forward-looking person, and what would I aspire to be? I think influencer would probably eclipse TV anchor now. I think I'd rather be the influencer.
Okay, so before I get to Dan, you would rather be an influencer than a big-time news anchor versus a news anchor, because I still would contend a big-time news anchor is more influential than an influencer. You're pushing back, it sounds like.
I just
forward thinking.
I feel like with in the environment that we're in, if we want to mold, influence people, young minds, I think that the way to do that is not through a television sitting in a desk with a suit on. It's getting a new pair of Yeezys and opening the box and putting them on and saying, look how hip I am. Let's go. Let's roll.
Okay.
Hashtag be the one. I don't know. Hashtag
be the one.
I'm the guy. Hashtag Yeezy.
Yeezy. Okay.
Yeezy.
So what is it again?
Yeezy. Aren't those the
with a Y.
The
Kanye.
The Kanye West, which I actually saw a pair in Vegas. They're like glorified Crocs, and they'll cost you about $500.
And he's worth tens of millions of dollars, so you know, they're working. So you're saying we keep him at this point.
Well, I'm a little perturbed that he's going to be, you know, cutting into Ask Adam Anything time today. I mean, he's got his usual spot. I don't know why we're changing things up.
He's on before Ask Adam Anything.
Well, you know, it's going to bleed over. That blabbermouth will keep going and talking until, you know.
So are you saying, because your vote matters as of now?
Apparently not. I say lose him, but
okay. Wait a second. Are you, Paul Douglas? You just said two separate things. Cook. He just said we got to keep him.
Yeah, influence, move the show forward.
At his usual time. I meant at his usual time.
He's hurting his segment. Get that blabbermouth off the show.
I don't tune into what time is he on? Is it 12:35 Thursday? He's usually on. That's a point. That's can't miss radio for me.
You're taking your third position in 4 minutes.
No, I said keep him, but keep him in his right time.
So, in other words, this is just about you, and you're upset that this could cut into Ask Adam anything. Is that it?
You know, I was loaded for bear today, ready to come at the people. But okay. You know, Mr. Influencer, come on. I'll get out of the way for you. That's no big deal.
Okay, before we go to Dan, texters, early thoughts. We dump them, we keep them, or we wait. Maybe we got to wait and see the position. Here's one thing, Cook.
Mm.
What if he's starting to show noon to three against us and we're promoting it?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that would be bad. I don't like that idea at all. But I still, we got to wait. I mean, you got to wait to at least see. If that were to be the case, then absolutely you dump him as soon as you hear that. But here's why you got to keep him.
So wait a second. You're saying maybe we could simulcast. You know, if he goes somewhere else noon to three, we do the simulcast. Mm. He's got a lot of influence. The simulcast could benefit us.
Tell you what, I'll do the first half hour with you, and then I'll jump over and be on the last half hour with Jason.
Of course you will. You're a radio whore. Doesn't surprise me at all.
Here's why I think we got to keep him, you know, because we know that being a big-time TV anchor puts a certain amount of shackles on the things DeRusha feels like he could say or shouldn't say.
Okay.
Now, it's Jason unhinged.
Can't he bar the door?
Man. It's Jason, you know, freedom. What are they going to do? Fire him? Let's go. I want the hottest of hot takes from Jason from here on out.
Are we going to get that, Carter? Do you expect, like, when we talk to him, well, probably not because he's still on Channel 4's payroll. But if we keep him after, I mean, when is it? June 23rd? Does every TV person have to milk it? I mean, when Majors left, it was like 7 years. When Shelby left, it was 7 years. Rosen, it was 12 years. Can anybody just say, I loved it. Glad you love me. See ya. I'm leaving. No, they just don't do that. Do that, Carter.
No, they got to milk it, man. Ratings.
Will it be June 24th, Jason DeRusha unplugged?
It better be.
Unzipped.
Unzipped?
Untethered. Yeah, it better be. I mean, he's a master. He's been a master at walking the fine line of not offending. So I'm ready for the edge.
Well, all three of us know him fairly well, I would say. The person we talk to is not afraid to be offensive off air, but he's more savvy and polished and aware of his job on air. Would you two agree with that?
Yes.
100%.
So, I mean, is he just going to be, who knows, right? Who knows what this could do to him? Should we keep him? Let's go. Text away. 651-461-9226. And the entire time we talk to him coming up, Dan, is Adam even going to contribute, or is he just going to stare at his phone going, 1228, 1229, 1230, cutting into Ask Adam Anything time?
I think it's going to be both, right? I think that's what's going to be his contribution is during the middle of the conversation. You guys know it's like 1228, right?
That'll be my contribution.
And we got a break coming up here. Are we going to?
I noticed you could have promoted him during the new news. Didn't.
Nope. Did not. Made a point of it. I erased that from the copy.
You did. You took that out.
Yes.
Well, let's get to him. Let's go. Let's get to him right now. Will he be at lunch? And will he be a little bit schnockered?
Oh, I hope so.
What do we think?
Absolutely, he'll be at lunch, and boy, I sure hope he's got a few pops in.
Yes, he's got a little buzz going. I fully expect that. Now, I told him 12:22, so who knows? But now, listen, I'm getting more texts from Carter to pressure me. Get this on now. It's me time, baby, at 12:35. Maybe his final appearance ever on the show, Jason DeRusha, in a matter of moments. The man of the moment is here, Jason DeRusha. He's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Three topics for you so far. We're debating whether we should keep you or not. because we need to see what the next gig is.
Sure,
number two, fair. Why didn't you break the news right here on the show? And number three, Adam's ticked we're even having Jan because he thinks this is going to cut into his time for Ask Adam Anything.
It's fair. Well, I mean, we called it at 12:20, around 12:20, so we keep it short. I understand, like, Adam's contract requires that, so it's fine.
Damn right it does.
Yeah, that's good. Well, do you have a sponsor for Ask Adam Anything? I have a sponsor now.
Ever heard of Grundhoffer's Old Fashioned Meats, buddy?
Oh, gosh. Could you mention them once?
You know, they got an opening for Sausage Person if you need a little extra
work. Is it possible? That's where you're going. Two Grundhoffers to take that sausage position.
Well,
sausage innovator.
All I can say is that Grundhoffer's has been really kind of building a lot of buzz. And wouldn't it be nice if you had one a little closer to, say, I don't know, Maple Grove? A lot of butcher competition in this area, though.
Yes.
Osseo Meats.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Right up the road. Yeah. They do a nice job.
I went to a nearby butcher the other day and picked up some things. The sandwich at the said butcher place that used to be $5.99 is now $10.99. I think we've seen inflation in that area.
Meat costs are aggressive, for sure. Yeah, which is why I had to leave TV. I mean, I just trying to guys trying to afford a sandwich. That's all.
Yeah, cut that soundbite up too, Dan. What's his name again? Jason just said about meat prices. When you made this decision, did you consider this show as a part of your decision making process?
Like whether I would still be allowed to be on the show without like the shine of being a famous television personality?
Yes, I think that's it. I think that Adam, did that nail it precisely there? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like if I were, say, you know, some corporate muckety muck, like, would you still want me on the show? You know, I was concerned. I thought about it. And, you know, I mean, 10 seconds later, I moved on to other pressing questions.
Great.
But
great. Thanks a lot.
I gave it the time it warranted. Yes.
Is it possible that you're starting a noon to three show on a competing station because you feel like this is a vulnerable time slot?
Well, I mean, I certainly see the weaknesses.
That's Carter.
See an opportunity. No, I mean, you can't. you don't advance in your career in broadcasting unless you spot a weakness and just grind it into submission.
Right. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time you played, like, you played some of the, I don't know, the greatest hits from the 80s, 90s, and today, for example? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a vulnerability.
Listen, the name of this segment on Thursdays, and again, Adam's very mad that it's right now, is What Would Jason Do? Yeah. That's what people are wondering. Would you like to just break the news right now here, 12:25? You've been on the show since 2009, the first regular by far. Go ahead.
Is that when it
tell
started,
us.
2009? Wow.
2009. That's how long you've been here.
That's amazing. How many times did I try to quit this thing? You just kept moving it to another day.
Several.
I just kept calling you. We're not stopping calling you.
I haven't asked this yet. Hold on a second. I just stumbled into something. Are you also quitting your appearances on this show? Hold on, Carter and Cook. I hadn't considered that. Did your decision this morning also affect this show? I should have thought that way.
You know, Chad, a lot of us have been going through some self-examination over the last 2 years. Oh, is this when I read my pre-approved comments to you?
Yes. Yes.
No, I'll still be – well, if you'll have me, I'll still be appearing here. I don't have any news to break as to where I'm going. And I will say, my wife asked me this today, if I thought the reaction was different – post-COVID than the reaction would have been if I made this announcement, say, 3 years ago. And I think it is. I think so many people out there have gone through kind of that self-examination of saying, like, am I doing what I want to do? Should I take a risk? Have I been too afraid to take a risk? And it's, you know, I was texting with a friend today about the idea of leaving something you love and how scary it is to leave something that you really love. A lot of people leave it. Well, a lot of people suffer through a job they hate because you got to put food on the table, right? I really do.
Adam
love
knows
what
this.
I do.
Adam knows that feeling on this show every day.
Yeah, I mean, so I have a great job and I love it. So it was really, I was talking to a friend who had left a job that he loved to take a risk, and it paid off for him incredibly well. And so, you know, it's exciting and scary, but people, I mean, my gosh, people are being so nice. Like, I assume they'll go back to being mean to me to, like normal, though, the way I expect it. I don't know how to react to all this kindness.
Well, okay, I want to stay with that, and Jason's with us here. I was going to read a couple of the snarky Star Tribune comments.
I pledged to not read it.
Yeah, well, a couple of people are convinced you were fired, and this is just a buyout. So,
well, that's what I would think if I were a regular person.
You wouldn't. If this was somebody else, okay. This is the truth. If you were, if this is somebody else, at 6:42, you would have texted me. What a load of BS. He must have been fired. Can you confirm that for me? That's what you would have texted.
Correct.
Me.
It's true. Like, Heather Brown says that I am always, whenever anyone in broadcasting leaves their job, I'm the first one in the newsroom to cry BS. Because people want to believe it. They're like, oh, so nice. Someone's going to spend more time with their family. And I'm like, oh, come on. Nobody likes their family that much. I don't buy it.
We've got a 2 minute clock, or else Carter's never going to talk to me again. And you noticed he stopped talking because he's thinking about asking him anything. Come on. Okay, two things, and then you're out of here, and we'll talk to you Thursday.
Okay.
Without COVID, do you make this decision? And then just expand on how, in all sincerity, I know you were overwhelmed by the kindness people are throwing at you.
Wow. I mean, so without COVID, would I have made this decision? I think I would have. I do. But I do think it gave me a little more freedom. You know what is the bigger factor to me? Turning 50 in 3 years. So when you think about signing a contract in TV, it's usually a 3-year deal. And I thought, if I sign a contract that I'll turn 50 during that contract, I'm pretty much saying, like, this is where I'm going to stay for the rest of my career. And I thought, I'm like, you know what? I just want to try another thing and see if I can build. Can I succeed at that? Can I build it? So kind of learning new things, stretching, like the 50 mark is what kind of jumped out at me a little more. But COVID did make me think, just like everybody, right? As far as the kindness, there's always a special relationship, and I learned my very first month as morning anchor that you have a different relationship with your audience because people are watching you while they're waking up, while they're getting ready for their day. They're in their pajamas. They're in the shower. They're making breakfast. It's just more personal. You have this connection. The reaction has been amazing. I mean, you know, it's very humbling when you just, and humble is not a word that often comes to mind with me, but it is humbling when you just feel like you're doing a job and you're in an empty room with 3 or 4 coworkers and a couple of cameras, and you hope that what you're doing matters and is resonating. We all hope our work matters. And so I'm pretty overwhelmed today, to tell you the truth.
In all sincerity, all seriousness here, no joking, you have been tremendous at Channel 4, whether it's coverage of Derek Chauvin's murder, breaking news, nonsense, on-the-fly stuff. You have lived up to everything Channel 4 wanted from you. I have no doubt your next venture will be successful. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thank you. I'll be tuning in for Ask Adam Anything, brought to you by Grundhoffers.
Beautiful. That's coming up. Let's go. Texts and calls. And if we don't get a bunch right now, he might come over and attempt to get me in my first fight since fourth grade against Tyler Bachmeier. I lost it, by the way. So let's go. Questions for Ask Adam Anything. Text and calls. 651-461-9226.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Okay, let's go to text right away. I have a series of questions. We want more text. We want more phone calls. 651-461-9226. Here's the one that I think the three of us are wondering about the most, and I appreciate that the texts keep coming in on this. Do you guys know where Diana is? Haven't heard from her in a while. We have not heard from Diana in a while. And Adam, would you say we're concerned?
Concerned and hoping for, do we just hope that maybe she's getting healthy, whatever's going on. No, but yeah, absolutely. When you have somebody who calls in as regularly and as committed as that, and when suddenly they're not there, of course you're concerned, and we hope she's okay.
Someone who knows Diana, most importantly, expressed that we're thinking of her,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully she can call in.
Yeah.
And if there's something going
on,
please convey to us, even off it. What is the beef between Adam and Jason? That's a good question. What is the beef?
Well, you know, I'm just a jealous guy. I'm jealous of his success. I'm only like a week younger than he is. And I look at my life and I look at his life and I'm thinking, man, I must have missed the boat somewhere.
Is he in harm's way? I mean, are you going to track him down later today? Is this some sort of gloomy situation?
You know what? I see a job opening.
Well, I'm seeing that text over and over again.
Oh, boy.
You could work with the crew, couldn't you?
If we could move that morning show to, 11:30, 12 o'clock, then I would be seriously interested in it. I'd need a serious upgrade on my wardrobe and my face, probably.
Oh, stop.
I'm a little puffy. I'm old, you know. It's hard to come to grips.
A little puffy. Okay.
I need that ice bath, that Dr. Buss facial ice bath more often.
Oh, I got to try that. Have you been tempted to try that?
I did try it, the show. It was great.
Yeah?
Haven't done it a second time, but.
Okay. So Jason gets up at 2:30. In the morning. Not anymore. Okay. Unless, who knows? Maybe the new gig is, I don't know, maybe he's doing an overnight show. I don't know. How would you hold up for 6 months getting up at 2:30 a.m.?
Not well. Not well. I couldn't do it there was a time, you know, when Laura or I would have to fill in on the morning news, and that shift would have to get, I'd have to get up at like 3 o'clock. And I just dropped.
That's tough.
It wasn't bad if I had 1 or 2 days in a row. But if you're looking at a whole week of doing that, it was, oh, my gosh, this is awful. Mm.
We're going to get to Steve, Bob, and Mike in just moments here. Let's keep going with some text, and then thank you so much for calling in. Need to ask before it gets too late, are you ever going to do Going to the Lake show this summer? Please do it. Closed circuit of the sales staff again. We volunteered to go somewhere for the fishing open. We have said, I don't know. And there's a lot of new people upstairs, including the new chief brain wizard, Gons. We've offered to go into the lake to people's backyards, their pools, on their boat. We have nothing to do with TV anymore. Okay, so it's not going to be a partnership, but obviously, Adam, we're open to that, right?
Of course. Any chance I can get to actually combine work and the great outdoors, you know me. I'm on it.
So I'd love our first going to the lake to be at, like, Cypress Point. Is that possible?
No, that's an ocean.
Pine Valley?
No.
Does that count?
No. You can do your own golf deal, but I'll do.
Yeah. Oh, like you wouldn't. Yeah. If all of a sudden somebody invited us to Cypress Point, you'd say no?
With my game, I would. I mean, just to see the course, but it's like it would be a punishing experience. I mean,
they might say no.
They for sure would say no.
After two or three holes.
But I mean.
No, you would do it. What is the key to happiness?
That is a great key to happiness is fine. For me, it's trying to eliminate things that don't make you happy. And being real with an admission of what makes you happy and what doesn't really make you happy. I mean, that is a big question I think a lot of us wrestle with.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Is this true happiness or is this something that I'm just I'm telling myself is making me happy? And I obviously that's a very broad question for that simple question that or broad answer for the simple question. But boy, I tell you, when you know you have it, you have it. And it's a good feeling.
I think we could get back to that another time on the show. What is everybody's key to happiness? Because it's a really good one. Okay, let's mix in some calls. Steve is mobile. Steve, thank you so much for listening. You were on CCO.
Yeah, I got a question for Scoop Carter, the newsman.
Yeah, Scoop.
Mm.
Is DeRussia taking the 9-12 slot?
Oh, boy. Honestly, I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what Jason's plans are. Hell, I don't know what I'm going to do 20 minutes from now. So I'm probably the wrong guy to ask. I'm not that plugged in for being Scoop Carter.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Scoop, thank you, Steve, shouldn't you have answered that and broken the news?
Well, maybe I'm saving it for my NFL newsletter. I mean, we got the news and notes comment section. I got to put in nuggets that, you know, tries to get the average somebody outside the realm of the NFL the meat grinder.
Well, here's what else you could do. Like, you know, at DeRussia J is on fire today, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just on your own say, I've heard, and then fill in the blank.
Yes, just make something up.
Just make it up. And if it gets some retweets and it gets some clicks, that's what life's all about,
hey,
right?
You know, it's always better to apologize than it is to ask permission. That's what I learned a long time ago. So, yes, you know, every once in a while.
Yes. Bob is in Eagan. He's a part of Ask Adam Anything. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Adam and Chad. Here's a question I have. I'm 70 years old, and I can remember my grandfather buying Fords from Bob Carter Ford.
Yeah.
I think his first one was a 1951 Ford. How long ago did the franchise start with Bob Carter Ford?
Oh, boy.
I shouldn't say franchise, but the company.
You know, great, Bob, thank you for the call. My dad is in town, by the way. He's just spent the last couple of nights at my house. Bob.
Beautiful.
Bob Jr. Bob Sr. was my grandfather who started Bob Carter Ford. I cannot tell you the year it started. It started down on Concord Street in South St. Paul. I want to say probably in the late 40s, mid or early 50s. Then it moved to the spot at the corner of 494 and, well, what is 62 now? It used to be South Robert to 110. Highway 5 minutes east of the Mendota Bridge on Highway 110 or South Robert to 110, Bob Carter Ford, AMC Jeep and Renault, if you remember the Renault cars. But we were talking this morning, I was talking to Jeff Gonsales about car dealerships, and I used to have a VHS tape of my father doing ads for Bob Carter Ford, and they were the cheesy 80s car ads you would come to expect, including one where he was smashing the windshield of a 1986 Ford Escort that was priced too high, and he smashed the windshield with a sledgehammer, saying, "This is what we do to prices like this." But no, I thank you for asking that. But no, I cannot. I do not know when my grandfather started.
Once again, car business. You're not Scoop Carter. You've established
it's the family business. And you know,
it's a back question.
And I also talked about this morning. If not for a couple of business decisions made on the parts of different family members, I could have been out on a car lot right now, getting you into like a Mazda Miata.
Terrible at that job.
Are you kidding?
You get so bored with the person after like 10 seconds.
I'm trying to close a sale. I'm not going to get bored.
Hey, bottom feeder, go over there. You know, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. All right, more of Ask Adam Anything. And also, a high-profile guest is on this show at 1:05 today. Who? I'll tell you about that in moments. Twins are scheduled to play tomorrow a day game, which means we're not on. However, the weather looks atrocious, so we may be on. We wrestled with this because we decided to reach out once again to Ben Crump, the famed and high-profile civil rights attorney who's represented so many individuals from Trayvon Martin, the families of Trayvon Martin, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Michael Brown, and of course, George Floyd. And tomorrow is 2 years of the day of George Floyd's death, when it's legally proven Derek Chauvin murdered him. The timing worked out where Ben Crump could do the interview today. We're going to play it today, next hour, 1:05. If it turns out we're on the air, we're going to replay it tomorrow. And obviously, if we're on tomorrow, we'll include you in the mix and other conversations about George Floyd, what has happened, what has not happened, and thinking back to the tragedy of 2 years ago tomorrow. So Ben Crump, a two-part interview that we recorded middle of this morning, just scheduling-wise, it worked out for Ben Crump. Okay, we're back with Ask Adam Anything. I need to get to a couple questions because I know you're furious about something. Jay Leno used to come on, Dave Letterman, pretty much when Jay Leno still was funny and he stopped being funny, even though his numbers were good. And Letterman say, "What's your beef? Tell people right now, what is your beef about what happened last night?"
So Better Call Saul, the first half finale, which is great news. The second half starts in July. So
quick.
But so they air it live. It was the first one at 8.
Yes, sir.
I think 8 o'clock, and then they do the
8 to 9, 10.
Yep, so AMC is capitalized on it. I think they probably started with Breaking Bad with the Talking Bad. After the show's over, each episode, they get cast members on. They talk about it. Good, actually, great idea. Good to have.
It is.
I forget the guy's name who hosts it. He's actually pretty good. Chris something. Mm-hmm. Used to be on MTV.
Chris Rock.
Yeah, something like that. So I had softball last night. Coaching softball, not playing beer league. Coaching beer league softball, which is of a hidden talent of mine. So the second airing is at 10:11 specifically. It says 10:11. That's when it's going to start on AMC. So I'm like, all right, I got 20 minutes here. So we dabbled into our current obsession, a show called Benidorm. So we watched like 15 minutes of that and said, well, I got to stop here because Breaking Bad is starting right now. It's 10:11. I switch over to AMC Saul. At 10:11. Yeah, Better Call Saul.
Yep.
And it's just finishing up the show, Talking Saul.
Talking Saul.
And the honest to God, the last thing the host says is,
"Don't say it though."
I'm not going to say what it was, but he totally spoiled what happened.
Yes.
And I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." Did I just hear that? And I'm like, "You've got to be kidding me." So I watched the entire episode knowing what was going to happen.
Yes.
Not knowing how, but knowing it still was a great episode. jaw-dropping still nonetheless.
It was a great episode. So good.
But, yeah, that was...
That's your fault. That's your fault.
Clicked at 10:11.
Record
not my
the
fault.
Show.
Not my fault.
That's what you do.
This Chris guy, this loser who was on the show, guy's a total degenerate.
Record
I don't know
the
how to do
show.
That. I don't know how to do that.
When you're showing your inner
ball. I don't have a VCR
secrets.
Anymore. I don't have a VCR. I can't record.
Oh, jeez.
The time he kept blinking. I couldn't stand it.
12.
Oh, he sent me just 12. A vicious text. He was just so fierce.
This
and then he
Chris
sent me
guy.
The same text this morning. He's still so mad about it. Yeah, that's a tough one for you. That is a tough one. Hey, I'm trying to decide.
It's like Sixth Sense. Oh. Somebody told me was it Sixth Sense, the movie with Bruce Willis? I See mm-hmm. Dead People? Yeah. Somebody spoiled Thanks. That for me, too, before I went and saw that.
Thanks a lot. I got, that's another good topic we can do. Other movies and shows which were spoiled for you. What do you want to say about Ellen's departure?
Is it still going on? I have, you know, I see her on TV every day, and I can't tell if she's leaving or if it's a
Thursday.
Rerun. Thursday's the last
yeah,
day.
Yeah, Thursday's. We'll get to a Thursday because Mike is there, and we always want to get to Mike because he's got a couple good ones. Go ahead, Mike. You're on CCO.
Adam, what I'd like to know, I have my own thoughts, but if you had to put a cartoon character to represent your coworkers, that would be Dan. Chad, yourself, obviously, and Susie, what cartoon characters would you put to represent them?
Mm.
Susie is that Jessica Rabbit or whatever, wasn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
You're Boris Badenoff, and Dan is Foghorn Leghorn.
Okay. Who are you, then?
Popeye. Okay.
Papa. Did you mean pot eye? Is that what you meant?
Okay.
Pot eye? It's a last question for you. This month, people are celebrating 15 years of Pornhub. How are you celebrating?
Same way I always do, Chad. On the browser.
Practicing? I think that's what you're doing. Excellent addition, even though you're still mad it didn't start 3 minutes earlier. Ben Crump on the murder of George Floyd. 2 years ago tomorrow. Two-part interview, Mr. Crump, coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.